Crossroads East Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
Recently, the Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport and Media, Catherine Martin, TD, she recently launched a comprehensive report of a national survey of children, their parents and adults regarding online safety. The report was commissioned following a recommendation put forward by the National Advisory Council for Online Safety, NACOS, and that they acknowledged that there was a need for an update on research and evidence about the state of online safety in Ireland. And here to speak about the report and its findings is Deputy Chair of NACOS, Brian O'Neill. Hello, Brian, how are you?
Good morning, Adrienne. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too. Now, I went to download this report. It is quite substantial, 142 pages, I think. It's quite large, but it goes into a lot of detail. There's a lot of different things that, gosh, on reading some of them, I do an awful lot of them myself, and I think an awful lot of people probably do, you know, like the likes of this sharing information online, our names, date of births, all of these things. Oh, it's just, it's scary stuff, really, the internet, isn't it, and trying to navigate it. So tell us about the report and the research you did and how you came up with the findings.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Adrienne. And, you know, yes, I suppose the interesting thing that you're reflecting there is that there's something in this for everybody. And you know, it's important to the National Advisory Council for Online Safety. It was set up under the government's action plan for online safety a number of years ago. And you know, one of the first observations about it was that it actually has a remit for the whole population. We often think of online safety as a matter really just for children, and it's often referred to as that, as, you know, online safety for children, the need for education. But it is much broader than that, and it is the full spectrum of all of the ways in which we engage with the digital environment, and the important steps and indeed the skills and the knowledge that we need to keep safe online and to get the most out of all the opportunities. So, as you say, you know, as an advisory council, our job is to review the issues, to review the evidence base. You know, what is the research telling us? You know, what are the forthcoming, emerging kinds of topics, and to highlight those. And we felt that it was important that there was more up-to-date Irish research undertaken. And that's why what we have here really is, in essence, three separate surveys. So of children aged 9 to 17, one of their parents, because that's actually in relation to parental communication and parental responsibility for children and their online safety, and then a wider survey of general adults. And lots of interesting things emerged from this as a study, I have to say.
Yes, well, definitely lots of things. I went to even page 132, where there's sharing information online. And I mean, it's like things I like and things I dislike. And I've noticed that recently, that on Facebook, these group things that set up and you may just follow them or like them and you're a member of it, all of a sudden they're coming in. And, you know, simple little things, a question that goes out that seems innocent enough, and all of a sudden you're given quite a bit of information about yourself.
Yes, yes, indeed. And I think, you know, what was interesting, you know, in our survey with adults, in fact, one of the issues that came up most often in terms of a concern was about privacy and protecting one's own personal data. And you know, from that, it's actually all of the you know, possible innocent ways in which we give out information about ourselves. And the you know, the online safety issue really is you know, being aware that we leave digital traces everywhere, and you know, that as we go online and, you know, what we click, what we like, you know, the sites that we visit and so on, are all compiling a profile. And this personal digital profile, if you like, is part of the data economy. It's how the major tech companies collect data about us, and of course it is advertising driven, and they're selling this for the purposes of targeted advertising. So that's the potentially scary part, that an awful lot is known about us, even though we may not have consciously given away this information.
Yes, this is it. You see, we don't. Conscious is the thing. Sometimes you're on the internet and you just go down these rabbit holes. You go in looking for one thing, and all of a sudden you're being brought off in another direction. But one thing I remember, I think it was last year, the year before, I spoke to somebody on this children's safety, and with regards to even simple YouTube videos or things that they were going up, and then there was subliminal messages coming in, you know, so parents even trying to control that. It's so difficult, isn't it?
It is, and as we've been talking about, data and privacy, if it's complex for adults, you can imagine, trying to prepare children for this type of online environment, because kids from a very young age, with tablets in their hands, they're interested in watching lots of videos. It's full of entertainment and so on. So privacy awareness is almost an impossible challenge. Dealing with that kind of situation, but things like video sharing platforms like that, they are driven by algorithms, so that you click one thing, you like it, and it serves you more, and it is following through a trail, and it's not curated in the sense, it's not like sitting down in front of children's television where you see what the schedule is and you know what a program contains. This is evolving cycle of videos, one following the other, and it's a big challenge for parents, and that's why we had this parental survey within this to find out what are parents thinking, and what they may need to be more aware of in relation to this type of experience that children have from a very early age.
Yes. Now there was one thing that I'd be scared of is these chat rooms, being contacted by strangers and talking to strangers online for children. But yet, looking at the report, it says that being contacted by strangers didn't know it is the most reported problem encountered online. So how do you stop that, or have you put in this report any suggestions on how to help that?
Yeah, it's a complex issue because there's an awful lot encompassed within that, and remembering that the online world is all about content and communication. We go to it to get lots of information and access content, but an awful lot of it is also about communicating with people, our social media profiles, connecting with, talking to, sending messages, whether it's even chatting with online services. So all of that is intrinsic to what the internet offers, and that means that we get lots of contact. Adults do. Adults complained about this, in terms of unwanted communication, and that means you're being bombarded, and it can be spam, but it can also be other kinds of contacts. For children, I think the particular concerns, because what kind of chat rooms, what kind of situation, may they experience or participate in, which has a communications function like that, and that's where certainly there are higher thresholds in terms of the safety, the moderation of that. What are the underlying safety conditions regarding how such functions operate? It's hard to generalize because there's such a plethora and such a diversity of services. But I think what we're seeing in the report is that this is something to look at carefully, and to look at what point children do sign up for a service whereby they can be involved in conversations online, and you know, is that restricted, and is it sufficiently controlled, and is there for the age of the child appropriate parental oversight and parental control? And those are the features to look at. You can't eliminate. You know, this is the digital devices are connected devices, and that's what we have to remember all the time. That they are two way and they're interactive, and they quickly come into that kind of environment where certainly some caution is needed.
But do you think that the creators of these apps or these programs or chat rooms and things, should they be more liable for, you know, some of the effects or some of the nastiness or the, you know, things that happen within it? No? You know, should there be more restrictions on them to make them make it a safer place?
Undoubtedly, undoubtedly. And I think, you know, that is actually one of the key messages, I suppose, underpinning the whole discussion around online safety, that recognizing online safety, and the minister in launching this report of course was also speaking to her forthcoming online safety and media regulation bill, so that is in fact actually to put into legislation requirements that really underpin these expectations, that they are binding safety codes which services should and indeed must comply with, you know, once legislation is in place. So, you know, at present, it's a very mixed bag, with some very good services, and we absolutely do not want to do down, all the positive enjoyment and entertainment that, particularly children, get online. And there are some very good services that are very responsible, and, they have, good safety records, as well as, well-supported safety resources and teams behind that. But, it's such a wide area, and there are so many other kinds of services, and they may have terms and conditions or community guidelines or whatever term is used to describe, how people should behave online, but the extent to which they monitor that or police it, can vary. And I think in that sense, for particularly for younger children, and I think some guidance and advice here is that parents should look at the nature of the services that children access. They can actually restrict access to those services and do a little bit of research about them. There's good resources out there to give you a little bit of background on what's happening. In terms of the most popular apps and various different platforms that children gravitate towards.
Webwise.ie
is a very good one.
What was that?
I would say Webwise.ie is part of Ireland's Safer Internet Centre, and they provide very good resources and articles about the most popular apps and services.
Great. Now, one thing about this report, I couldn't believe the figures for the bullying. Like a quarter of the children that were 24% people said that people were being nasty, and a quarter of the girls, 26%, listed people being nasty to each other as the issue that most frequently upsets them. It's just, it's horrendous, isn't it? And it's very difficult for parents, to try to help them in that way, especially if they're not telling them that,
Yeah, indeed. And bullying and cyberbullying, and, let's take them together. It's a perennial problem. It's there, it comes up time and time again, and for many years it's been a concern for schools, for parents' organizations, for youth groups, and so on. There's it is complex. There's a lot there, and prior to let's say absolutely prevalent social media use by young people, bullying was still a feature, but not to the same extent, or not in the format in which you know, many young people now encounter and experience. And I think, you know, what is really distressing is that you know, young people, you know, either shrug their shoulders or accept, you know, that this is part of, you know, you sign up to a social media service and you're likely to be targeted or singled out at some point for nasty comments, or, you know, but just being treated in that, you know, very, you know, upsetting way online. Because, you know, that's not an experience that any young person should have. You know, they should, you know, go into any kind of, you know, online social interaction with confidence that, you know, people are respectful and kind. So that's why, you know, those figures, which are fairly persistent, and, you know, previous research has followed some of this and, you know, seen that level. You know, it hasn't changed. You know, perhaps in over a decade, the levels of cyberbullying have increased in proportion as you know, young people really do socialize online predominantly. Some evidence of increase, for example, over the course of the lockdown and you know, the COVID pandemic has had you know, all of these kinds of effects as well. And you know, it needs it really does need a big response, you know, because that's a big one for messaging, that it's not acceptable, that there must be measures against it, that you know, it relies on, you know, whole communities, you know, but that's in the school where you know, children engage and peer cultures interact, that bystanders, you know, that you know, friends of friends should not stand idly by if they see something that is just not acceptable. You know, parents in terms of providing ways of support and so on. And it's really by, you know, focusing, you know, all of that collective effort to try and, you know, make a better, you know, a better environment in that sense. But as I say, you know, something that has been there, it is, I suppose the feature that young people say impacts the most, you know, it is very, very distressing, and of course, as we know, can have very serious consequences.
Definitely. Now, I know Áine Lynch, the CEO of the National Parents Council, she had said, you know, it was encouraging that about 44% of most children have positive interactions, you know, with the internet and that and elements of it. But there was, however, it was concerning that only 19% of children were saying that they would report telling a parent an issue that was happening, you know. So that's the part we need to get. How do we do that? How do we get to the children? Because the parents may be trying to help, but if they're not reporting what's going on.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's that, you know, these are, let's say, you know, positive steps that can be taken, you know, because you know, I wouldn't want in any sense you know, to convey that you know, this is just a completely dark area where children and parents would prefer not to go. It's absolutely not, because the majority in fact have positive experiences, and you really just want to ensure that that is the mainstream, you know, that is the norm. And, you know, part of that mainstreaming is that it can be part of regular conversation. And the National Parents Council, you know, have, you know, very strongly underlined this point, you know, for a long time now, that, you know, I suppose endorsing and accepting that this is part and a positive part of young people's experience, and that, you know, parents equally, you know, should feel engaged and really motivated, you know, to talk to their children about the online environment, what can be very positive about it, you know, because, you know, parents, as we know from the survey, enjoy lots of features about it as well, and you know, it's part of our lives. So therefore, you know, in terms of, you know, just you know, in terms you know, parental support and you know, having good information, an open dialogue about you know, potential things that can go wrong, and always, you know, having that door open in terms of, you know, if something adverse or negative happens to your child, that they feel absolutely free to come and talk about it.
I know. Well, it's good that through this report, Minister Catherine Martin is saying that she's going to address any of these problems and try to progress the Online Safety and Media Regulation Bill and also try to establish a robust Online Safety Commissioner. So that's a great step forward.
It certainly is. It is. And it's a very significant one because, you know, within a European context, different countries are trying to address this in different ways. But in Ireland, I think, you know, we're leading in a way by having a very specific targeted office, you know, that will have the responsibility for online safety and for regulating and engaging with the digital service providers in this way. So, you know, the other, you know, only other international equivalent is the eSafety Commissioner's Office in Australia. And, you know, that has had very positive impact and is something, you know, it's a very good example to follow. So indeed, you know, the Minister is absolutely to be commended in leading out in this approach.
Yes, it's a very interesting report and thank you so much for joining me. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but the report is online. People can download it and view it, can't they?
Yes, indeed. And it's easy to find. It's gov.ie / online safety report. So it's available online and, you know, from an easy address, www.gov.ie/ online safety report.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much, Professor Brian O'Neill there. Thank you for joining me and take care.
Thank you, Adrian. Good morning.
Good morning. Bye-bye.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.